Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome, Sebastian Hoff, SEO expert, to the Marketing Technology Podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
We're having Sebastian live from LA in the US, and he's an SEO expert working as an entrepreneur in SEO, but you also have a background working for different employers within SEO. I noticed on your LinkedIn profile, which I'll share with the show notes, but could you elaborate a little on your background, about yourself, about the company, what you've done in the past years, so the listeners know who they're listening to?
Yeah, absolutely. So it all started when I was a teenager. I was just the kid on the internet browsing on his computer. I didn't have much else to do when I was younger. And then I can't remember how, but I stumbled upon a random ebook website. And then it was talking all about entrepreneurship and how you can make money online. And I remember as a kid, I was like, I didn't even think that was even possible. I thought the internet was just something that you play games on and, you know, you're on forums talking with your friends and that's about it. But then I got this ebook and then I started reading about it. And then that's how I kind of got started in building websites and SEO and entrepreneurship. And it all just started from there. I just started building my own websites, getting into search engine optimization, getting free traffic. That's all I was thinking about because I didn't have the money to, you know, actually buy traffic. And so I thought, okay, let's just do it this way. And then I kind of just fell in love with it. And I've been doing it ever since. Yeah, I started working for a few different companies doing SEO. Then eventually started my own company. And then, it's kind of led me down this path where now we have Self-SEO, which is like this SEO software, and helping other businesses trying to do better with their own SEO without necessarily spending thousands on a marketing agency. And that's the kind of the problem we're trying to solve.
Yeah. So I noticed on your LinkedIn profile, you've worked with some big names like Experian and Vodafone. And now you're offering a $100 per month SEO service. So that's quite a different angle, I would say, because SEO Vodafone is probably spending millions of dollars on SEO, whereas now you're offering a service for $100 for basically SMEs. I would say you have a note from the CEO on your website. I'll put a link to your website in the show notes, of course. But why did you start like this service? Self-SEO for smaller companies?
Yeah, it was just all about like enterprise SEO is good, but it's not forever. And these big companies, you know, you have to, the sales cycle is a long process. You know, it takes months and months and months before you actually sign on one of these huge clients. Mm-hmm. And you need a really big, you need to spend a lot, you know, wine and dine them. And then, there's just no telling if you're actually going to land that client or not. Whereas with smaller businesses, there's obviously a lot more of them and they can make a decision on the spot. You know, you're usually dealing with the decision maker. Whereas, you know, enterprise is just, you never know. You know, you have to make sure that you're talking to somebody who can actually pull the trigger and sign you guys on. So it's just about a risk thing. And then obviously you want to help as many companies as you can. And, you know, enterprise, you can only help like one or two companies at a time, where this way you can actually help, you know, thousands and thousands of smaller businesses who they really need the help. Whereas enterprise, you know, if their SEO budget goes away, they don't even notice it most of the time. You know, they can just use paid search or email or some other form of marketing and they'll be okay. But it's really the small businesses that really need SEO. And so it was all about just trying to help them out and then seeing what we could do for them without charging too much, and we thought software is the best way to do it. So that's what we've been trying to do.
Cool. So you've started Self-SEO a year ago, exactly a year ago, I would say. So how's your first year been?
It's good. Have a few ups and downs. We started doing 30-day trials, which a lot of people kind of took advantage of, and they would just like sign up on their different email addresses, and then just they'd have free service year round. And then so we kind of had to, like, there was that bad. There was some credit card fraud stuff. So there's just a bunch of stuff that you don't really expect when you're starting out a new business, like charging software. So these kind of things you need to, obviously the first year is the hardest, but then after that, once you see the mistakes that you're making and like the problems that you need to solve, after that, it becomes easier. But I mean, we're not too bad. We have like I can't remember the exact amount of clients we have, but we have quite a decent amount. And yeah, this 2020, we're looking to have a profitable year, hopefully.
Cool. So that's nice to hear. So after a year, you're already profitable. That's amazing. So one of the big challenges small companies have with SEO is that they don't have the budget, of course, and they don't have the knowledge. So they basically Google and mainly organic listing is like a black box for them. Do you have like an answer for those SME business owners that think Google is a black box, and how to improve search results for them in a profitable and basically affordable way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of businesses, and there's this misconception between SEO and PPC. A lot of businesses don't even know the difference, so they think that those ads or that you see on the sidebar or on top there, that's what SEO is, when that's actually just PPC. Those are pay per click. So those you only pay for when people actually click those results. But SEO is all the organic results under that. So first off, you need to educate the client or the customer about that. And then they're like, okay, so how do we do this? And then you kind of try and explain what it is. And then they're like, okay, well, since you know about it, it's so easy, why don't you just do it for me, like for a small fee or like no fee at all? And then you have to explain there's a lot of time involved. There's a lot of, like, you know, there's also rank tracking. There's all these kind of things that it's pretty intense, and it takes a lot of not only like labor time, but also a lot of technology that goes into it. So you need to either be buying your own tools or, you know, developing your own in-house. So there's a lot of costs involved here. So you end up, these marketing agencies, you know, they're justified in charging a few thousand dollars a month because it really does take a lot out of them for them. They need to hire people, or they need to, you know, like I said, invest in their own software. So all these things add up. And so a lot of these companies, these smaller businesses, they really can't afford to hire a marketing agency. And we found that problem as well when we tried to help out these businesses. We're like, okay, we're going to charge you, you know, $2,000 a month. And they're like, you know, they'll balk at that price. They're like, wow, that's so much. I can't afford that, you know, right now. And then you have to explain, you're like, okay, but if you spend two, you might make three. But then still, it's really hard to really sell them on that because it's not guaranteed, you know. So we thought, okay, so $100 a month, that's how much other SEO tools are charging anyway. And this way, this can actually help them. If it'll just nudge them, telling them, okay, you need to do this now. Now do this, now do this. And it's easy for them to understand what's going to happen and why it's going to, and why they should be doing it. We explain all of that in the software. Kind of like we're holding their hand along the way. Mm-hmm. Without us physically needing to actually be there and therefore charging that, you know, that high price. This way we can help them without charging them too much, and then everyone's a winner, basically.
Nice. So how do you, because you mentioned it's a big investment, it takes a lot of time, it's not guaranteed. I hear that a lot. You know, I have a marketing agency myself, and, you know, one of the first things, especially business owners, ask is like, what's the return on investment? Can you guarantee any results? So we're spending $2,000 on it, or even if it's 100 or 200 or a couple of thousand, you know, they want to know what the ROI is. What kind of answer do you have for them?
Yeah, like there was a study done. It was a number of years ago, but we still think it's relevant. They did a study where they analyze the ROI of all the marketing channels. So they did email, cold calling, newsletters, TV, all that, podcasts as well. And I know email was number one, but SEO was number two. So, and then I believe email for 40, like every dollar you spend, you get $40 back. And for SEO, it was for every $1, you get $22 back.
Wow.
So we would use that study a lot. Even though there weren't any like hard results where you could say, okay, if you see this website, look, they spent this much and they got X amount out, because no company's really going to be able or like want to reveal that kind of information for the competitors. That, and it's really hard to gauge, okay, this is directly from SEO. This customer came from Google. They searched this and then they made the purchase. You know, they're not going to be able to track that 100% every single time. You know, people say, oh, I can't remember how I found you. Oh, I searched for your brand name. But how did you find the brand name in the first place? You know, maybe in the beginning you searched for some sort of product and then we came up. But then the next time you search for the brand name. So it's really hard to track exactly the ROI on SEO. So, but
there are ways to do it, like using like citing that study and then, yeah, seeing how the searches for that brand progress over time. So in the beginning, if we started out working with them and we saw that, okay, people are searching for their brand maybe 500 times a month, but then a year later, they're searching for it 1,000 times a month. And you're like, okay, that has to be from SEO, because if that's all they're doing, then we can track it that way. But if they're doing a lot of things all at once, then it becomes a lot harder. So we do suggest that, okay, try SEO for just 1 year and only do SEO. That way we'll know that if it's working or not. So that's another way.
Do you offer within your software a results dashboard, or do you display any results on tracking, or is there any way you measure results in your software?
Yeah, so in the beginning, they have to identify the keywords that they want to rank for, and then the pages that will be ranking for those keywords as well. So we're mapping the keyword to the page, and then we track it amongst Google, and if they want, they can use Bing as well. But we suggest Google for most of us, since it's, you know, like 90%+ of the market. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we track it, and then you can check it every day. It updates every day. And then, you'll see how you're going. And then you can relay it against, you know, last 3 months, last 6 months, or against the benchmark, which is the day you started tracking it as well. So cool. All of that's customizable. And yeah, it's always there. So you can check it every day and see your progress. So you'll see if it went up or went down, or if it stayed the same, you'll see all that. And like, there's a nice little graph that'll generate for you as well, if you want to see that.
Cool. So you're mainly focusing on SMEs, and SMEs always want to see quick results. So let's say I'm a business owner and I'm beginning of January 2020 and I have my business goals for the year. What would be the first thing you would recommend me to do as a business owner regarding SEO this year?
Yeah. So usually we don't want to give too generic advice. We usually, when a person signs up, we look at their website immediately, and the software will actually generate its own list of recommendations for you. So mm-hmm. it's more like a bespoke, custom-built strategy for every single website. You know, some people, they have a terrible CMS, or their site is really slow because of all the images and the JavaScript that they use. So if we do have to be generic, we'd say make sure you're doing everything to make your site loading really quickly. So site speed's really important now.
Yep.
And then security as well. Make sure you have the HTTPS. You'll see that little padlock on the top
yep.
there when you search for stuff, that green bar as well. That's important. And then, yeah, relevance, making sure that you're talking about what people are searching for, analyzing the intent. You know, are people trying to buy off this keyword? You can look at the other results on the Google SERPs, and you'll be able to tell, okay, is this something that people are actually looking to buy from this? Or they just want information, like is this just to gather more data so that they can make a decision later on? So stuff like that's really important. And then, but yeah, like I said, it's for a case by case basis.
Cool. Yeah. So I would recommend people to visit your website and ask for a free trial, as you offer a free trial, so they'll find out themselves. Obviously, with your background in SEO, also have experience using all kinds of different SEO tools. Are there tools you would recommend apart from your own tool, of course, but and we'll put that in the show notes, but are there other tools you would recommend people to start using in SEO?
I mean, there's a lot out there. We really like... obviously, I mean, Google Search Console has really come a long way. We really like that. SEMrush is really good. Even though you can still get a free account and still do a number of queries a day. Moz is pretty good now. It used to be like I never used to recommend it, but now it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Might be Search Metrics, because
there's some free stuff out there. Yeah.
Yeah, there is some. SEMrush is something we at Marketing Guys use a lot, I would say, and I'm very enthusiastic about it, especially if you're looking to find intent, to find what people are talking about, what they're looking for, you know, what to write about on your website and how to convert, and also the competitive ranking. So, which of your competitors are basically ranking on which keywords, and how are you competing to them? And the amazing thing I find out all the time is that people are competing online with brands they didn't know they were competing with. They find that out using SEMrush, for example, because they think they have competitors, which they hear about in the market. And then online, it's all of a sudden they find out that they have different competitors that they never heard about. And they find out using SEMrush. But also like Metrics, it's a bigger solution, a more expensive solution, maybe more for the bigger companies. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to find out what your solutions, self-SEO, can help with. So I would recommend people to go to your website, put it in the show notes, and ask for a free trial. Is there something you would like to give the audience a tip on for 2020? Is there something you would like to recommend them in online marketing in general this year? It's a broad question.
Yeah. I guess have a look at your competitors and see what they're doing that you could get an idea from and see if you could do it better. The idea behind SEO is obviously that Google and search engines, they want to show the best possible result for any query. So if you want to rank number one for, like, say, plumber in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. are you actually the best plumber in Amsterdam, or do you just want to be that thing? So look at what's coming up number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and see what they're doing and see if, are you able to beat those? Do you actually deserve to be number one? And if not, why not? And why? How can you improve your business or your website to become number one? So we don't want to be gaming the system. That's not what SEO is about. It's just about analyzing where you're falling short and how you can become the number one result so that Google is happy to promote you and users will be happy to actually come to your website and actually use you. So that's the end goal of SEO. So I just want to make sure that people aren't thinking that this is just a system that you want to game and like play with it, but it's actually just a channel that you want to use for everyone's benefit, as well as your own. So that's what I want to leave people with.
Oh wow, that's one of the best advice I've ever heard, Sebastian. It's like, it's especially one because people want to be number one in Google. They're not looking at basically what they're offering, and Google is becoming more and more intelligent. So even, for example, your reviews, when you offer a poor service, you don't deserve to be number one, and Google won't put you number one. So thanks for that advice. I wish you all the best for your business in this second year, 2020, for your business. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. I know you're busy, so I appreciate your time. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our channel. Also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you know anyone that should be a guest to our show, drop me an email through e.crum@marketingguys.nl or take a look at the website marketingguys.com. Thanks for listening.